following rant may cause you to pull your hair out, scream at the radio, punch the dashboard. Complaints should be addressed to loudmouthyambag@rock107.com.
Hey, happy Friday. I'm Rock 107's Prospector. Here's what has me jacked. I'm a cyclist. And this time of year, it's time for me to strap on the spandex and pedal my oversized rear end all over Northeast PA. One thing that gets me is my fellow cyclists who bitch and whine about how cars and trucks don't respect their rights on the road, and then they go and flagrantly break the rules of the road themselves. I was riding with a buddy the other day, and he was going on and on about this car who wouldn't give him enough room to ride on the shoulder of a state highway. Now, I'm pedaling with him, and I'm empathizing the entire time as we come up to a four-way stop and he plows right through it on his bike. I was like, hey, it's a stop sign. We need to stop. The odd thing was, about two blocks earlier, this jerk stick shouted down a driver who Hollywood stopped at an intersection that we were coming through the other way. I told him what's good for the goose is good for the gander, pal. It's called leading by example. If you want others to take you seriously, you need to act seriously. It's the same attitude that bothers me when I see a cop doing something illegal or unsafe. Unless the lights are on and you're heading to a crime scene, you need to set an example, and a shining one at that. The other day, I was at Dunkin' Donuts in Clark Summit, and I saw a state trooper pulling onto the main street while he was texting on his cell phone. Now look, if the state's going to get all bent out of shape about distracted driving, then you can't have the people who are paid to enforce the laws doing texting while they're driving. I'm sorry, but law enforcement should be held to the highest standard. They should set the example for the rest of us to follow. Unlike the city cop I saw in Luzerne County last week, I forget the town, pitching a lit cigarette out of the cruiser window. Hey, yambag, that's littering. If I whipped a Coke can out of my car window, I'd get a $300 fine. Yet Officer Litterbug thinks it's A-OK. You know what the only difference between my empty Coke can is and your cigarette? The Coke can's not going to start a fire. I'm Prospector. I'm for the people. Who's with me? I gotta crazy man.
Ever see the crazy guy screaming at the wall outside the Times building?
Where does this rage come from, my son?
Tweet us with hashtag IFoundProspector and we'll come and get him. Prospector, mornings on Rock 107.